Well, once again, good morning to everybody. Kalimera. And happy Holy Week on this Holy Tuesday. Kali Anastasi to all. I'm your host, Teddy Dimitriadis, along with Professor Petro Vamvaka. And we are really excited to have joining us on the telephone right now this morning, Becca Beasy. And Becca, well, if you're from Belmont, everybody knows Becca. Becca grew up in Belmont, Massachusetts. She is the daughter of Susan Plakis Peasy and Freddie Peasy, good friends, lifelong friends, grew up up the street from them. And Becca never ceases to amaze me. She is a marathon runner, well, extraordinaire. She yesterday ran her 18th consecutive Boston Marathon. She ran it twice. She's run 7 marathons in 7 days in 7 continents twice. I think she's running close to 40 marathons in states across the country. She has a goal of achieving all 50 states. And I called her. I know her personally. She's a great friend. She's been here on the bench warmers several times. And, well, the day after, we got her with a Becker. Good morning and happy Easter to you. Kalimera. Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning, Teddy. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Say hi to Professor Petro as well.
Oh, congratulations. Good morning.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah. It really is. Becca, listen, you ran the marathon twice yesterday. Twice.
I did.
And how are your legs today?
How you feeling today? How you feeling today?
God willingly, everything held up. You know, it was a very stressful weekend, but not you know, kind of the unknown of just having, I crossed the finish line of the first marathon at 2:05, and I was starting the next marathon. Back to Hopkinton, starting the next marathon at 3. So it was very stressful.
So you went back to the starting point again?
Right back to the driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did. I was invited by Dave McGilvery. This is kind of the story of what happened. I was invited by Dave McGilvery to run his 50th consecutive marathon. He has always run the marathon starting at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I, how could I say no? This is the Boston Marathon. I was really excited to be a part of it. Wow. And I said, I'm not going to choose. I was, you know, I have 18 consecutive Boston Marathons myself, so I didn't want to break my streak, but I didn't want to miss out on Dave's epic run, so I did both, and it was awesome.
Is this the first time you actually ran consecutive? Have you ever ran more than 54 miles in a day before?
No, the closest thing I ever did was during the 777. Madrid Marathon was at 7 a.m., and the Morocco Marathon was at 11. So I had a shower, a nap, like everything in between that I needed. So crossing the finish line yesterday, I didn't have much of an appetite. My mom, you know, being Greek, she packed me some pasta, and it was really helpful to have that. But the unknown was kind of like, I didn't have much of an appetite. But I was more excited, and adrenaline kind of took over. So I had a great time.
That sounds great.
I love that marathon, Bastizio and marathon. What's better?
That's
what
she packed me. Right, yeah, it was awesome.
My last marathon was 2012. I'm still recovering. So.
I think I will not run today.
Yeah. I tip my hat to you.
Becca, tell the listening audience, those that may not have remembered were around when you came and accomplished the 7:77, and then you ended up doing twice. And then, of course, you have the goal of running a marathon in all 50 states. Just quickly, tell the listening audience, you know, how this path, you know, we don't advise people to do this. You have to be in great physical shape. Becca's been training for this her entire life. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what is it that inspires you, Becca? Because it's truly amazing. We're really proud of you.
Thank you. So just to show the world that you can do anything that you put your mind to if you believe in yourself, and having a shot at making history, you know, I got into the Guinness Book of World Records, and it was, I love to run, I love to travel, and the support from the United States and especially the Boston community just rallied me through it. It was awesome. I had a great time. I crossed the finish line, and then Tom Brady's company, TB12, said, we think you can train you to run this faster and stronger. And I thought, well, if it works for Tom Brady, it will most certainly work for me. So it was very hard work for a year both times, you know, running up to 100-mile weeks and just making sure that I was mentally and physically able to take on the feat and prepared. But it was incredible. I got into the Guinness Book of World Records. I got to throw the first pitch at Fenway Park. You know, you guys were there. It was it was amazing. You know, I love big challenges. I love big goals, and I just had the time of my life both times. And now I'm doing a marathon in 50 states, and number 40 will be Cleveland, Ohio next week, mm-hmm. next month.
Next month.
And then my ultimate goal is to run across America and just get up the courage and the base to do that kind of thing. And that world record is 50 miles a day for 54 days. So getting a good taste of that yesterday was really helpful.
Listen to this. Becca, I always do this to you. I'm going to put you, listen, you've got Greek blood through you. How much does this mean to you? How much of that is helping you along the way?
Oh, it's means so much because the Greeks, they rally for you, you know, and they support you and get behind you like you do. You know, you're my friend and you do so much for me, and your support means everything. And then the other half of me is Italian, so I get the best of both worlds.
You really, really do. Your meals at home are really something.
Yeah.
No wonder you're carb-filled.
I'm carb-loaded at all times. No matter what I head into, I'm fully carb-loaded.
Running
alone is just an experience, and be able to do it. Running a marathon is an incredible accomplishment. And then to do it in this kind of a way is just simply amazing to me. I mean, like, you know, somebody who's done it, somebody who enjoys running, I think it's just it's an amazing, amazing thing.
Yeah. Becca, does the mental part of the game get tougher or easier?
I know that when something goes wrong, I just regroup. If I'm not feeling, I take 1 mile at a time. And that's what I did on the 777. I took one continent at a time. And if something doesn't go my way, I just shake it out and I regroup and I get my focus.
How do you do that, Becca? What helps you? What is it? Where do you put your mind? You know, place? What do you do?
Yeah, just dig deep. And I'm so fortunate. I have so many sick friends right now, and you know, and it puts things into perspective for me.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to, you know, I know that they're rallying behind me, and I run for them. I literally high-fived one of my friends yesterday that's dying of cancer, and to be able to pull through for that person, like that means a lot, you know. And having these friends, I have a big fan base, and you hear their stories and how they wish that they could do what you're doing, and they're not healthy enough. And I'm fortunate for my health for sure.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's great. I really have to ask this question. Maybe you've said it 1,000 times, but I haven't heard it. So you said you did Madrid, then Morocco. So what are the other, like, how do you get to the other five continents? And, like, you know, just
so the race began in Antarctica.
Uh-huh.
And to get that one out of the way, I said, I just want to get that one out of the way. Being in Antarctica running a marathon is so intimidating because – so many things can go wrong. Even the way that you sweat has to be, like, you know, you have to be really careful with Antarctica weather. And you're running on a glacier. And it's intimidating. It's scary. But then again, you're like, I'm in Antarctica running a marathon. This
yeah.
is so unbelievable. I'm so lucky. So it's Antarctica. And then we flew to Antarctica on a military-style plane,
yeah.
The Russian Explorer, which was just unbelievable. And then Antarctica, and then we went to Chile, and then Miami, Madrid, Morocco, Dubai, and it ended in Australia, which was really,
wow.
really fun.
Just the coordination alone, it's amazing.
Yeah, right? Who is it that organizes this, Becca? Who were the organizers?
Funny that you asked, because Richard Donovan, he's from Ireland, and I just got back from he started his run across America. He already went east to west, now he's going west to east. And this morning he started his run across America at the Boston Marathon finish line. So he's averaging 40 miles a day, and he just started it about an hour and a half ago, so... That was really fun to see him off. The race director, Dave McGilvery, gave him a good luck, and he's off and on his way, and that was really fun to be a part of it. But they have these big goals. These race directors, they have these big goals, and they inspire me so much. Richard Donovan.
So how long does a run like that take?
He's going to run 40 miles a day, and he's going to be done first week of July.
Wow.
Run, you know, Forest, run right there. We got a little run, Forest, run go there.
Yeah, he's a real-life Forrest Gump. He really is. And Dave McGilvery has done the run across America. So he's like, whenever you're ready to pull that trigger, let me know. And I just know he'll have a team behind me supporting me. And I feel so lucky.
You think Muzzy will give you 3 months off? What do you think?
I'm taking him to get running sneakers today. So we're going together because I think I inspired him for a little bit. But I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I think you inspire all of us. I mean, yeah. It's really inspirational. Yeah.
Becca, before I let you go, tell us about yesterday's run, Dave McGilvery's 50th run. How many people accompanied him?
We had about 6 to 10 at the start, and then people were running. Some people ran all of it, and then people came in for the last few miles and ran with us. And then we made this tunnel, and he finished right through us by himself, and it was so emotional. And you know what the Boston Marathon means to him, being 50 consecutive times. It was an awesome day for the city, and all the media was there. It was really emotional, and watching him do what he loves and watching him do his thing and coming across the finish line, it was really inspiring.
Yeah. And then finally, listen, we got to give a hometown plug. What does Belmont, Massachusetts mean to you and me?
I put the Boston Marathon banner outside my front steps, and everybody, you know, I go get my newspaper, and they're like, good luck back on Monday, and that's what this community is about. Whenever I say I'm going to do something, Will Brownsberger, everybody just rallies for me, Roy Epstein and the neighbors, and I'm definitely the face of the crowd, and they're so supportive. I'm very lucky to live in a town that cares so much about my goals and dreams.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky to grow up. Listen, I'm going to give it a slash tag Becca Peasy Strong, special slash tag Becca Peasy, friend of Grecian Echoes. Becca, I'm sure I'll see you around the campus or around Cushing Square or somewhere soon. Stay well, stay safe, have a wonderful Easter. I'm sure your mother will be preparing another wonderful Easter dinner for you on Sunday. Enjoy your beautiful daughter, your husband, all your friends. We love you, and I'm sure we'll be back in touch soon.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Love you guys.
Great.
Bye-bye. Bye, Becca.
Bye.